Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sally Alcorti, and welcome to Public Advocate. Today, I have two guests, Tamara and Haley Brown, and they are, well, they're a mother and daughter team who have been affected by the HPV Gardasil vaccine and the mysteries, ever-loving mysteries that surround that vaccine. They're going to tell us about that. I'm very eager to talk with them. Please welcome my guest first, Tamara Brown.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for coming on, and thanks to Frida Birrell for getting us together so that I could interview you about your story and in so doing educate other parents so that they avoid this dangerous vaccine. Please tell us your story, if you would, Tamara.
It pretty much starts out that our daughter has always been involved in sports and everything, so we would go to doctors for just routine visits and physicals. And during these physical visits, she had been offered the HPV vaccine, and we went ahead and I just do everything they've suggested of us. And shortly after she got her first vaccine in 6 of 08, and then her second vaccine she got in September of 09, and then like 4 months later, which would be January of 2010, we really noticed that she was getting sick. And when she got her first shot, she was 12.
Okay.
And her second shot, actually, she was 11, and then her second shot, she was 12.
They're trying to get it into children earlier and earlier, so I had no idea, you know, how early they started with your daughter. 11 is young, but
yeah.
It's not the youngest I've heard of.
No. I didn't, we didn't question it or anything, so we just went ahead and did what they asked, and we didn't notice anything after that first shot. I mean, I guess she was getting like more sicknesses, but we didn't really notice. We just know that school started, it's junior high, all this stuff, because she was in junior high. And then after that second shot, that's when all hell broke loose for her. Like 4 months later, that's when she started with the stabbing stomach pain. We'd go to the doctor. They'd tell us that she was constipated or had cramps. And she knew that that was not the case. She knew what cramps felt like, and that this was not it. It was a stabbing pain. And after 3 months of watching her suffer, I decided to go elsewhere to ask for help and found out that her gallbladder was functioning less than 10%.
Oh.
And they took it out, and then the surgeon said he didn't even see what was wrong with it. There was no sludge, no unhealthiness to it at all to say that there was a problem. It looked completely healthy. So he had no answers to why it stopped functioning. So we thought, okay, well, she's going to be fine now, and we don't have to worry about her ever having a gallbladder issue. And she started having pain again about 6 months later, and it turned out it was her appendix, and she got that removed also. So, and those were all just mystery illnesses, not knowing what was going on, just that she was losing her body parts.
Yeah, she was losing body function and body parts, and so she's had two major operations, basically.
Yes, within a year.
Did she have to be put under? Did she have to get anesthesia to be put under, I presume?
Oh, yeah, she was put under both times, nights in
well,
the hotel.
There are dangers associated with that as well, you know? Some people go under and don't wake up. So, boy, how much could they expose her to, all surrounded by this mystery?
Well, we didn't know what was we didn't know what was going on, so we still got her the third shot, which was in 2011. So that was even after her surgeries.
Nobody was suggesting that it might have been the vaccine, and you assumed with your quote-unquote trusted doctor that he would only recommend something that would benefit your child's well-being, and I know why you did it. I know why everybody does it. So, unfortunately, nobody took the time to possibly investigate what vaccines your child had been given. You know, these are known adverse reactions. For the medical community not to be forthcoming in terms of this is a despicable cover-up.
Yeah, we had no idea until actually this year what might be going on with her after her dealing with this for 4 years and listening to her doctor tell her that they had no idea she was just a mystery, you know, just kind of laugh it off a little bit, and then started to say, well, you know, we're just chasing our tails. We're not finding any answers, so why bother keeping on going to all these specialists, because we were going to gastroenterologists, neurologists, concussion clinics, headache clinics, children's hospital, everywhere, and there was no answers.
So she had headaches too, you're saying?
Oh, bad headaches. It made her dizzy. She's always in the dark. She was always hanging out with her friends and stuff, and now she just pretty much, it seems like winter is the worst. Seems like the summer she gets out a little bit, feeling a little bit better, but she still deals with a headache and nausea. But in the wintertime, she really seems to get hammered with all kinds of mystery illnesses. Nonstop vomiting she had last year for 2.5 months of nonstop vomiting every day, up to 7 times a day. And the doctors would ask. Yes, and they asked her if she was stressed out, or if she was trying to be skinny, or, you know, if school was an issue. This was not an issue. She knew that something was wrong with her, and we knew something was wrong. Nobody really vomits 7 times a day because of stress, you know, for 2.5 months straight. It was crazy.
Well, yeah, that is crazy, and. Is this, now you've probably spoken with several other Gardasil mothers as well by now, have you not?
I have now, and after this year when we went to the doctor because she had another bout of nonstop vomiting, we were in the hospital, and she started having, well, before we were in the hospital, she was having like little mini seizures in the evening and then started having them during the day, and we were told take her to the ER. We took her to the ER, and the ER doctor said to us that she obviously had depression and that we should take her to a psychiatrist. And
I wish this was the first time I've heard this regarding the HPV Gardasil vaccine.
Then when we went, we followed up with a regular doctor after that ER visit, and I asked him specifically, could it be the HPV vaccine that sickened her? And he said, oh, no, I've never heard of that, but I'll look right now. And he was on his computer, and he said, I'm looking right now at the VAERS reports, and I don't see any reports of any side effects from the vaccine. I think what your daughter has is conversion disorders. And he wrote it down suggested that we should.
What's a conversion disorder? What is that?
He said that it was her brain causing these things to happen to her, that she didn't want them to happen to her, that she wasn't making it, but her brain was causing these mystery things to happen to her body. And I asked him specifically, so you're telling me that her brain caused her gallbladder to stop functioning? And he said, well, that's what it stemmed from probably, and it just snowballed from there.
Wow.
So that was his answer.
Oh, yeah. It's not that I believe his answer. It's the gall of his answer.
And he looks at my daughter.
No reports on bears. There's a huge lie.
Yes.
I mean, my God. Wow.
Yes, he looks right at Haley and he knew that she did not like his answer, and he said, it doesn't look like you like my answer, and she said she didn't. And he just said that that's what he felt was going on, conversion disorders.
Did you ever take Haley to a naturopath at any point?
No, we have not. We've tried some other like applied kinesiology is just one other thing that we've tried because she's been given like so many different medications, drugs for all of the side or all of her symptoms, bags and bags of medications that she had, you know, would try for nausea, or try for a headache, it wouldn't work, so we just put it away. And come to find out, we had tons of medications for her, and none of that stuff worked. If it worked, we'd have quit looking for an answer.
Now, you mentioned she had seizures as well.
Yes, she had some small seizures.
And
how
often does that occur?
It seemed like that started this year, and it was kind of happening at night. She noticed it happening at night, and then it started happening during the day. And we came home and found her on the floor.
Well, I know that the HPV Gardasil vaccine causes seizures. I also know that the medication that's prescribed by doctors to combat seizures also causes seizures as one of the side effects of this medication. This is what I have been told by other parents of vaccine-injured children, that when they look at the medication their children have been given, one of the side effects is seizures to combat seizures.
Yep, she's been having seizures, so they're not showing up when we took her to the doctor. You know, they didn't show up on their testing that she was having any. Whatever testing they did in the ER.
Okay, let us make a laundry list now of every ailment your daughter has had since this triple shot. She's had seizures. She's had indigestive problems in terms of cramping and constipation. Am I correct?
And she didn't actually have constipation, but she had the cramping, nausea, vomiting, headache, stabbing headache, dizziness, chest pain, fatigue, like tired all the time, joint pains, feeling shortness of breath, like she used to run all the time. She was in cross country and everything. She had to give it up because she couldn't breathe. Her heart would race. She had rashes, too. I took her in with her doctor visits and asked them about this rash that she had, and they didn't know what was going on with that.
What kinds of rashes? On her face? On her arms?
It was like her legs and body, like torso.
Uh-huh. And they, of course, knew nothing and couldn't help her because...
No, that she had, like, an allergy to something.
Yeah. Well, you know, I recommend people visit Dr. Carley's website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, simply because it's a start. You know, it's a big start. And she's been doing this longer than anybody. But I know that there are ways to address these issues through diet and other vaccine injuries through diet and things of this nature. But you have got a real – is she joyous or did she lose joy? I know that she lost activity, but did she also transform in terms of her perhaps once buoyancy?
Well, she's always been happy, and I'll tell you what, she's really, as far as I'm concerned, she's kept strong throughout all this. I mean, as many times as they have told her that she probably has depression, she's not depressed. She's depressed that nobody has an answer for her and that we've gone everywhere and their answer to her is in a funny, you know, this is funny, you just are a mystery. And it's not funny. She's
so
living
not
with this sickness and doesn't know why. If she had cancer or she had, you know, if she had a broken bone, I mean, we'd have an answer as to what is wrong with her. We have no answer except for now, because we became the parents that investigated things online, found out that this is what is going on with her.
Huh. Well,
because we weren't
amazing.
Accepting of the doctors telling us that it was in her head.
Now, did she have any chronic illness or any illness prior to this whatsoever?
None. She had like an allergy to cats, and she had like seasonal allergies, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Never been to the doctor for anything prior to this. We started checking out her medical records, and all of her visits consisted of vaccines, wellness visits, and physicals until this vaccine.
What?
Then there were 26 vaccines that she's gotten. But since the Gardasil vaccine, her second one is when we really noticed all hell break loose for her.
Right. Wow. Well, does she still vomit regularly? Is she still throwing up?
She feels nauseous all the time. She still has headaches all the time. But she is not actually vomiting at this very moment. She did just get over a pretty bad case of mono that they said that she had symptoms that aren't really to go with mono, but she was just in May vomiting every day again for about 2.5 weeks with mono and really severe dizzy headache and just slept nonstop.
Well,
and missed a lot of school.
Yeah. Can she function independently? Must you be with her, for example, in case of a seizure or a dizzy headache or severe cramping? Is this something wherein she needs to be with someone constantly?
No. We're lucky that she is able to, you know, get to school and stuff like that. Most of the time, I mean, since this started, she had, before she got the vaccine, she never missed a day of school. And then after this started, just in high school alone, she's missed 95 days of school. We worry about her being able to finish. She has one more year of high school. But school's been very helpful with her knowing that she's been sick, so she's been able to make it through so far. But we do hope that she is able to get this cleared from her body somehow.
Now,
and live her life.
Right. You know that there's a vaccine injury compensation board, right?
Yeah, she is at 4 years. She's been suffering for 4 years, and the vaccine injury is 3 years. There's a statute of limitations.
Well, I have to tell you, I was speaking to another Gardasil mother who did apply in time, and her lawyer said that there were no experts who could testify on her behalf. And therefore, she would have to wait for the Supreme Court to overturn the ruling that the drug companies are not liable. So even when you do go the correct route or you do act in a timely fashion, it's hard to get the legal community to act on your behalf, let alone the medical community. They're all part of this. And this is a serious tragedy. Now, did you read about the charges made in Spain? I got a letter from Sanevax saying that there are charges that have been leveled in Spain. This is quite big news. Against the Gardasil vaccine. And it's high time, Lord knows. Several countries have pulled this vaccine. A friend of mine whose daughter has been affected by Gardasil made a presentation to the FDA, and the PowerPoint presentation on her website, which is truthaboutgardasil.org, the PowerPoint presentation basically is showing that the vaccine is giving HPV to young girls, because previously is actually, you know, and that's another thing, that these vaccines are causing the ailments they're supposed to prevent. So she showed this to the FDA, and instead of saying, let's pull the vaccine, they decided to give it to boys. So I can certainly celebrate that in Spain there have been criminal charges leveled, because this is a crime, what they're doing. And the cover-up is ginormous. And the inserts to the vaccine itself talk about outcomes that are adverse reactions. What parents don't know, even if they were to read it, what they don't know is that these reactions are prevalent. These are not rare. These are not one in a million. Your child is not likely to get this one in a million. It's far more prevalent than that. So there are people, you know, this is a very, very big cover-up, and this is a very big crime, and I'm thrilled that at least it started in Spain to be addressed as such.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Well, the doctors know what they're doing. And this is another issue. It's not just the pharmaceutical companies. It's the doctors. And then you turn to the legal profession, and they're in on the cover-up. This is very disturbing. Is your daughter there? Would she like to talk to me?
Yes, she's here. Yeah.
I would like to talk to her. Thank you very much, Tamara. And are you Tamara or Tamara?
It's Tamara.
Tamara. Okay.
Yep. And Haley's here.
Hi, Haley.
Hi.
Well, you have really been put through the ringer for a young person. I am so sorry for all that you have suffered.
Yes.
But
my
pity doesn't help you at all. But, in fact, I just feel so sad to know that our children are being compromised. I would like you to tell people about your state of well-being and your state of happiness and before all of these vaccines. What kind of a child describe yourself as a person, as your authentic person?
Before I got the vaccines, I was always outside doing stuff. I was always in sports. I never missed a day of school. I was always involved with everything. I was always having fun, always wanted to go out and do stuff.
So you were energetic, seriously energetic.
Yeah.
And has this, by the way, has this affected your schoolwork as well?
Yes.
I mean, in terms
very
of,
much.
Can you, okay, beyond not being able to, how is it, can you comprehend things as well as you used to? Are things harder for you to digest?
Things are harder.
Is that due to the fact that you're tired, or that it's just harder to things are not as clear as they used to be?
That I'm tired. Things aren't as clear. It's harder to concentrate and focus on things. When you're sitting there in a desk and being dizzy, it's hard to concentrate.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Now, in terms of your gut, how is your digestive system altered? How do you feel in your when you eat, or you're constantly nauseous? Your mom is telling me. But could you describe it? In terms of how it feels?
It just makes me really nauseous. I can't eat certain things.
Like what?
Salads sometimes.
You can eat salads or you can't?
I can't.
Oh, you cannot? Oh.
It is harder for my stomach to digest.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know a lot of children who have taken the MMR vaccine and had a bad reaction cannot tolerate gluten, so they can't eat bread and they can't eat pasta. Can you eat those kinds of foods?
Yeah, it still makes me sick sometimes, but I can eat it more than I can other things.
Well, does any kind of a stressful situation further... your situation is just stressful as it is. You don't need any more stress, but does anything that's happening around you further complicate it, or is it just the reaction to the vaccine? You don't need any further input to feel horrid, or does your circumstance also contribute?
Things that make it worse would be like going outside and like trying to like exercise.
So exercise is not helpful. It actually is a problem.
Yes. It makes things a lot worse.
Wow. Well, has anything that has been prescribed for you, has anything made you feel better, or have you had additional problems when you take certain medications?
Nothing has made me feel better, and some medications would make my heart race more.
I see. So your shortness of breath, your heart is racing. Do you ever feel like you're going to have a heart attack? Do you feel like you're going to have a heart attack from that? I mean, is it more than just heart racing, or do you feel like, something worse could happen?
Sometimes I feel like something worse could have happened.
Yeah. Well, this was after the first shot. You didn't see any alteration that was significant, or you did?
Nothing that was significant.
Okay, but after the second shot, then you felt tired. You felt dizzy. You felt nauseous. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was dizzy, tired, nauseous. I couldn't do sports like I used to be able to. I couldn't run anymore. I couldn't really go to school anymore. It was hard. I was always sick.
Has anyone else in your class, for example, who's had this vaccine, has anyone else suffered any like symptoms to you? Do you know any other girls in your class or boys, if they're not giving it to boys?
No. A lot of my friends' parents didn't get the vaccine, so none of them have
it.
Oh,
they didn't get the vaccine. Is that because they know what happened to you?
Some of them are like that, and then others, their parents just don't really get vaccines for their children.
Right. Well, just so everybody's who is listening, except for possibly in California, this vaccine is rejectable. You don't have to say yes to attend school. This is not an issue of herd immunity, which quite frankly pertains to natural immunity. You don't get immunity from a vaccine. But this, you can always say no to this HPV Gardasil vaccine. And this little girl's story is a testimony to why you must say no to this outrageously dangerous vaccine that was pulled in Italy, in India, lawsuit going down in Spain, and lots of proof, endless proof, that it is causing the disease they claim for it to prevent, and a host of others, including death. I don't know if you've seen the pictures of these lovely, healthy girls who are, you'd think it was an endorsement of this product. No, that's what they looked like before they died. They looked like the very picture, veritable picture of health. And boom. So it's like something exploded in your body, someone once described it. How would you describe your reaction to, you got the shot, and what's going on in your body? Do you feel things are exploding? What do you feel?
Like everything's turning.
Like everything what?
Is turning.
Is turning. So you're seriously dizzy.
Yes.
Oh. Have you had you've also gotten rashes?
Yeah.
So do you feel that the doctors, I know the doctors know what's going on and that they are not revealing to their patients what they've done to them, and they're all covering for one another. Do you perceive that as well?
Yes.
So, we have to be very vocal about this. I so appreciate your coming on the program. And what would you say to other children with regard to the Gardasil? What advice would you give them?
To stay strong and just be strong about everything and try to keep your head up.
Well, I guess you don't have really a choice, do you, right?
No.
Would you recommend that they have their parents investigate the adverse reactions? I know they're far more common than people let on. These are not one in a million, And the doctor who said there were no reports on VAERS about Gardasil just flat out lied.
Look yourself, do your own research about it. Look further.
Yeah, don't give up.
Well, we have to find some success stories in terms of recovery. I have not found. Yeah, because we have to find out how, I recommended you, investigate Dr. Carley's website, because I don't have another recommendation in terms of reversing vaccine-induced diseases. She's it. And she started with her own child who was autistic from the measles vaccine. But you know, there are so many other vaccines that are harming our children, and I'm surprised to hear that salad is something that she rejects. Normally, salad is an aid to digestion. So to have her reject something that's supposed to be good for digestion is a problem, you know.
She has no gallbladder now, so that's kind of another problem all by itself.
What is the function of the gallbladder in particular? Because I don't know what the function of the gallbladder is.
Gallbladder puts in bile and it breaks down food as it goes through it before it goes into your stomach. And she doesn't have that anymore.
So it was never the gallbladder to begin with. They removed a functioning organ.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Had I known that it could have been the vaccine that was just making it not function or something, because I have heard that other people that have got the vaccine have lost their gallbladders and appendixes. But now she just has a problem with digestion of food just because of that all by itself. So when she had other symptoms, we thought it was because she didn't have a gallbladder, but it really was more. Because she started to, you know, recognize what was going to affect the fact that she didn't have a gallbladder and the fact that she was having a stabbing pain. You know, it's just knowing your body and parents listening to their kid and knowing that they're not just a teenage kid whining and complaining all the time, that really they are sick.
Right.
Exactly. That's been the biggest thing right there, is going to the doctor and having a doctor tell you that you're just emotional, you're going through all these hormonal changes, you don't know your body, and, you know, your body goes through stress, and our bodies deal with stress in different ways, and that was their answer.
Oh, boy.
But, knowing that she wanted to be outside with her friends, going and doing stuff, she got her driver's license, was ready to go drive, is paying for a car, and, you know, is unable to enjoy it because she's sick.
I would like you to tell people what extraordinary expenses you may have had that are associated with this.
Well, there's a lot of, we've been fortunate enough that we're self-employed, but that makes it worse because I don't get sick days, so we work in construction, and it was a lot of missed time for work on all these appointments that we would go to, and then you have just a lot of time missed from work. But then the medical bills, we had been fortunate enough that she was on Medicaid, so she was able to have these surgeries. I have no idea. We would not be where we are if I had to pay for them, because that's a lot of money.
Right, but question is, were they harmful or helpful, you know?
Yeah, exactly. We can only do anything that our doctors suggested of us.
Well,
thinking that if you don't do what they tell you to, you know, you're a bad parent. You get in trouble or something, you know. When we did the vaccine, they told us it was going to be mandatory for everybody, so I just did it. Then, find out, some people had already, once we realized this was a vaccine and talking with her friends as parents, some of these kids' as parents already knew and heard bad things about the vaccine and didn't do it. And I wasn't one of those ones that heard about it.
Well,
she got it when it was brand new.
Right, right. I remember them promoting it on television, and of course they promote the fear. The fear, you know, I'm totally against promoting fear, but one should be fearful of a vaccine that causes these kinds of reactions. So we are all afraid of the wrong thing. We're afraid of the potential of HPV, and I have to tell you this, I talk to people constantly about these things, and I have a skin doctor that I went to, and I said to him, you know, you are a skin doctor, do you address HPV? Would you be the correct doctor to see? And he said, well, there are warts involved, so yes, I do address that. And I said, I know that you have a line outside your office every time I come here, and I would presume you have to see 500 patients a week. He said, that's about right. I said, well, you're an elderly gentleman. You could easily have been working for 50 years now. And he said, that's about right. I said, well, how many cases of HPV have you seen? And he said, one. I said, one. I said, how old was that person? And he said, in her late 40s. I said, wow, and yet now it's appearing in young girls, and, you know, this is unbelievable, considering if he's the one who would address the warts associated with this, which he says are very bad, very bad, but he's only had one patient out of 50 years and 500 patients a week, you know? So we are hurting these. Yeah, I mean, here's the statistic you're not going to read online, but it's his actual experience. He had no reason to lie to me. So we are preventing something that is obscure at best. And I used to produce comedy shows in a cancer hospital years ago. And I'd always say, what are you in for? What are you in for? What are you in for? Never, ever heard human papillomavirus. Never, ever, ever. And I put on 150 shows over the course of 18 years in that one hospital just for cancer, okay? So nobody ever said that. All the times I'd say, what are you in for? So I'm just letting you know, this is about the most obscure disease, no longer. I was talking to a woman in the street about vaccines, as I do every single day. Person I encounter. Obviously, if there are a lot of people coming at me, I'm going to go for the parents, but I'll talk to anyone. And this young girl said to me, oh, no, I'd rather have a vaccine than HPV. And she was young. And I said, no, you wouldn't. And she said, well, I've had HPV. And I thought, oh, my God. So she's one of the people. This young girl has had HPV. And she'd say she'd rather have the vaccine. And, you know, it's kind of like this is here I'm talking to one of the victims, you know? And she still doesn't know.
Well, I had the HPV, and that's why I did get Haley the vaccine, because I did have it and went through the surgery to get it removed and all that stuff. So
okay.
That was another reason why I did not question getting her the vaccine. But
right.
That was back in the 90s.
And you were rare. Let's face it, you were rare. Now, we're about to go off air. Haley, would you like to say goodbye and anything in closing? Tamara, would you like to?
No, just listen to our children and don't just assume that because, you know, certain things like gallbladder issues are only for older women, it's not really the issue anymore. The stuff is causing crazy things to happen. We got to listen to our kids and not just assume that they're crazy.